100 years ago, next week, the Laurentic sank beneath the sea in the mouth of Loch Swilly, and there were some survivors, and those survivors were rescued by the people of Buncrana and Inishowen and nearby ships, and eventually they were brought into Derry, into the Guildhall, and the mayor at the time treated them to a large lunch, and we're hoping to commemorate that significant event. Whereby the sailors and survivors of the Laurentic at the time were given clothes and money and food, and they were treated quite well by the people of the Northwest in general. And on Friday the 27th in the Guildhall at 12:30, the mayor is re-hosting this lunch, and we would call on people to get in touch with us if they'd like to take part and come along. We would hope to also recreate the iconic photograph of the survivors in the Guildhall 100 years later to the day.
Now, you also, in recent days, called on the public to come forward with any artefacts they might have had from that time, and you did get a very positive response.
Absolutely. The response has been absolutely fantastic. Many people have come forward, not just with items, but also with stories surrounding the items as well. For example, a gentleman from Buncrana came forward with, it was a brass knocker that you would find on a door, but it was in the shape of a lady's hand, and it actually came from the captain's cabin of the Laurentic. And there's a fantastic story to go along with it. This man's grandfather, Daniel Smith, was a handyman in Buncrana. And when the Laurentic had sailed in, it had just, there were some men brought on board to do some work. And Daniel Smith admired the knocker, and the captain said, why don't you take it with you? And his exact words were, it might be better hanging on your door than at the bottom of the sea, which turned out to be quite prophetic, because the Laurentic did sink only hours later, as it was such a dangerous journey to Nova Scotia. Also, but we've also gotten portholes, light switches, all sorts of weird and wonderful objects that kind of show what life was like on board, because it was a luxury liner, a lamp, you know, all in brass and all beautifully preserved, and they will look fantastic when lit up as part of the exhibition as well. And that's all down to the generosity of the divers and the local people in the Northwest.